This is John Thomas. As you know, I'm the author of a book entitled You Can Live It Any Weight You Choose. And as I repeatedly tell you, that's exactly what you can do. First, in today's podcast, we're going to talk about, do you really, really want to weigh less than you do? If you're overweight, if you're fat, if you're heavy, or if you're obese, would you really, really want to weigh 30, 50, 100 pounds less? You have to answer the question to yourself. Don't tell me. It's up to you. Because if you do, you're going to have to change. You say, I can't change, John. That's crazy. I am who I am. No, that's not true. And I'll go into that later. Right now, you think of yourself, to use the name we used in a prior podcast of Alice. She used to weigh 130 pounds. Now she weighs 180. Married, children, job, whatever. She felt it more important to put all that food in her mouth than to remain thin. She made herself fat. So if you want to do this, and you want to permanently weigh less, you have to tell yourself the truth about why you made yourself fat. But let me tell you how it works. Once you do everything I've told you to do, you will change. You will no longer be, to use Alice's weight, 180-pound person. You will be 130-pound person, or whatever it is you want to weigh. You'll feel emotionally comfortable weighing less. The same reason that Alice only weighs 180. Why doesn't she weigh 220, 250? Because she became emotionally comfortable weighing 180. You say, John, that's crazy. I hate it. I hate it. 180 is too much. What I weigh is too much. Emotionally, that's you. Whether you like it or not, you've made yourself there. Now, you may thinking that you have no chance of permanently weighing 130 pounds, again, to use Alice's weight. You think it's impossible. You've never been able to permanently lose 10 pounds, let alone 30. All you can think about is, oh, lose 30 pounds is what you have to give up. Pizza, ice cream, desserts, fudge, chocolate cake, Chinese, Italian. It sounds painful. You can't even stand it. You can't contemplate it. You can see yourself with your family going out to dinner, and you go for Chinese or Italian or a delicatessen or whatever. The thought of not having these foods available seems like more deprivation than you can handle. You visualize yourself going to a restaurant with your family and everybody's having wonderful food and you're having sliced carrots or celery. Nonsense. That isn't what it's about. The good news is, and I will tell you again, you do not have to give up anything. You do not have to give up any foods. However, you will find as you change, if you follow what I've been telling you and you continue to do so, the foods you like and dislike today will change. The foods you crave today may be completely unimportant to you tomorrow. That really seems impossible, doesn't it? After all, you like chocolate, you like Italian, you like Chinese or whatever, and the thought of giving that up is impossible. But keep in mind, you're looking at those foods through the emotional perspective of a person who weighs whatever you weigh now, or to use Alice's weight, 180 pounds. That's going to change. If you become a 130-pound person, you will look at things differently. Why? Because you're now emotionally comfortable weighing 130 pounds. Remember, though, you're not losing weight, not just losing weight. Yeah, you can lose all the weight you want, but it's because of your change. It's because of the emotional transition you're doing. And you are not going on a diet. This is not deprivation. It's only deprivation if you have the emotional needs for all the foods that you will continue to eat. You have continued to eat. It's not part of a diet. It's not a negative mission of losing weight. It's a positive mission of returning to who you are, or who you should have been. You getting fat or overweight or obese was a mistake, a big mistake. You're going to rectify that mistake, and you're going to be emotionally comfortable weighing less. Weighing the 130 or 150 or 120, whatever you want, because you no longer have the emotional needs for food. You no longer have the need to keep putting all that food in your mouth. You know, I've told you this repeatedly, and I don't like to use testimonials because everybody's different. However, I get an email from one of my listeners named May, and I want to read, with her consent, a few sentences she wrote me because she understands it. She has grasped the concept of what I'm telling you, and now she can weigh anything she wants because she's eliminating her emotional needs for food. Here's what she said. She knows that food is never going to be, or the change is never going to be permanent if a person doesn't see it for what it is, an emotional issue. And May says, I don't take any bite of food now without being aware of what it's doing for me. And that's exactly what I've told you. You have to know what the food is doing for you. Then she said, I now see the difference between eating for sustenance and for emotional fulfillment. There are times when I will pick up a piece of food and start eating it, and within a short space of time, my inner dialogue kicks in, and I'm able to decide whether I'm really hungry or not. May, thank you for that. Folks, that's exactly what I've been telling you. That's what you have to do. And you will see that it's fundamentally so simple when you get the hang of it. Really, a lot of people don't do this because they're afraid. They're comfortable where they are. They say, oh gosh, I need diets to motivate me. I need some discipline. That's never going to get you anywhere. The dieting by itself is a waste of time. You know this. If you're listening to this, you weigh too much. You're unhappy with where you are. But yet you don't want to make the effort to change. Why? Because you're afraid. You're concerned because you can't see yourself giving up all that food. And I will tell you, you're looking at it through the eyes of a person who weighs too much. You're looking at it through your eyes now. That will change. And the first step is exactly what May has done. Anytime you put food in your mouth, ask yourself why you're doing it. Say, ah, John, that's too much work. I don't want to do that. If it's too much work, then you're going to remain fat or overweight. Dieting is never going to get you where you want to go. It's based on deprivation. And the minute you lose 5 or 10 or 20 pounds, you're going to find it again. You're going to gain it back. So if you want to permanently lose weight or weigh less permanently for good and feel emotionally comfortable weighing 120, 130, whatever it is you want to weigh, this is the only way you're going to do it. Everybody out there is talking about obesity crisis. I will tell you again, there is no obesity crisis. The crisis is you have millions of people putting too much food in their mouth. That's it. Of course, obesity is a result, but obesity is not the problem. Obesity is the symptom. You are overweight or fat or obese or heavy because it's a symptom of the fact that you have an emotional need to put all the food in your mouth. If you want to change, if you want to eliminate this, do what I told you and exactly what May has done. Anytime a piece of food is out there and you're putting it in your mouth, say, why am I doing this? I weigh 50 or 100 pounds too much, or 30. Why can't I weigh less? Well, why are you putting the food in your mouth? That's the key. The whole reason, it's an emotional issue. And once you change and you eliminate the emotional needs, you become, let's say, a 130-pound person with no longer having any emotional needs for the food. Food is just food. It just lays there. If you want to be secure and comfortable and in control of everything, you have to eliminate the reason you made yourself fat. Think about it. You made yourself fat. No, the food didn't do it. You don't like what fast food restaurants serve? Don't eat it. If enough people didn't buy it, they wouldn't serve it anymore. It's just that simple. Nobody makes this stuff up. They cater to needs. It is your need. If you eat all that stuff, it's yours. It's your problem. And you have to be honest with yourself. Do it. You will see how simple it is. Once you start, it becomes such a positive mission. You're not losing weight. You're not trying to deprive yourself. You're analyzing, why are you doing this? Why could you possibly do this and make yourself unhappy? You know, if you look out there, if somebody tells another person that a friend of theirs lost 10 or 20 pounds, first thing they want to do is, how'd you do it? How'd you do it? How do you do it? What had happened? What diet did he go on? Because nobody knows how to deal with this. And people buy books, they go on diets, they're going to gain it back. Statistically, almost everybody gains weight back they thought they lost. You're not losing weight. You're changing. You become a person who weighs a different weight. It's a positive mission. It's not negative. You're not going on a diet. Your desires for food and your needs for food will change as you do. Stick with me. It's John Thomas. We'll continue this again, and I promise you, if you stick with me and follow this, all for free, by the way, I don't want any of your money. You can weigh anything you want to weigh. If you want to weigh 20 pounds, 50 pounds, 100 pounds less, you can do it. But no dieting. You can still have all the food you want. Remember, but your wants will change. We'll talk to you next time. Goodbye.